Malbon placed the pouring in a shaft of sunlight, its two jet stones glowing darkly on either side of the four symbols.
Skipper said that Martin pointed at the pouring. Now let me see. The leaf is 3 times 5.
She studied it briefly, then pointed at the next to last symbol.
This is leaf-shaped. It even has a mark like a leaf vein running through its centre. Yes, this is the leaf.
Curriculus showed her the parchment.
That shape shows up all over here, and the other two shapes as well, because obviously both end symbols are the same. But here's your leaf, twice on the top line, 3 times on the fourth line, and once on the bottom line of those two rows that are set apart, 10 times in all. What do you make of that?
Malbon shook her head.
10 times? That's only 2 times 5. We're looking for 3 times 5. Count them again.
Curriculus did as he was bad, but his first count proved right.
That leaf only appears 10 times. I'm positive.
Mokoug was up and about early on his first morning. He went downstairs to explore his beautiful new home, strolling hither and thither, with a radiant smile on his face and whistling softly between his teeth. Friar Gooch popped his head around the kitchen door.
A good morning to ye, friend. Come in. We're just getting the breakfast ready. I'm Gooch, the Friar of Redwall.
A few moles were pulling hot scones from the ovens. Fuddle was busy ladling a blob of meadow cream onto each scone and topping it off with a strawberry. She wrinkled her nose in a jolly manner at Mokoug.
Do we like to try one, sir?
The hamster eagerly accepted her offer.
Thank you, pretty miss. I'd like that fine.
The mole maid giggled.
You keep calling I pretty, and I let him have a mole, sir.
Skipper trundled a trolley out of the steamy mist from a line of bubbling pans, nodding affably to Mokoug.
Top of the morning to you, mate. Load your breakfast on this trolley and we'll take it to the gatehouse. Curriculus and Malbon are looking at your scroll down there. If you eat with all the Redwallers, those dibbons will mob you. They always do that to newcomers and guests.
Malbon and Curriculus made Mokoug welcome. Over breakfast, they told him of Skipper's dream and their efforts to interpret the symbols. Malbon took the pouring from her apron pocket and showed it to Mokoug.
Ever seen anything like this before?
Fear and hate suffused the hamster's face.
That's the pouring of King Sereno. I've seen it many a time, aye, and felt it too. Old Sereno often lashed out at me when he was wearing it. See that scar over me left eye? Those black stones did that. Sereno just laughed when he saw me lying on the floor with blood running down me face. Oh, I've seen it before, mate, believe me.